Hello everybody and welcome to another training. Welcome to the B2B database building, and over the course of several videos my goal is actually to show you how anybody can build a B2B database. And by anybody, we have really nice framework that if you follow it properly, it would significantly help you. But before we dig into the framework and how we actually do the database building in B2B solutions, I wanted first to take a step back and put some emphasis on the importance of database building. First, why do you actually need the database? Well, of course, if you're into the outreach world, for marketing and sales purposes, you actually need a database. You need a list of prospects that you can start reaching out. That's the primary reason why people actually hire B2B solution when they need a database. They either plan on doing an email campaign, or they're planning doing a LinkedIn campaign, or any other campaigns. I mean, we've had clients that build a database just so they can put on a Facebook ad and then put a like audience, which gives them the opportunity to target similar audience to the database. But beyond that, we have used the database for many other cases. You can build a database to better understand your target audience. For example, for marketing purposes, knowing your target audience and who you're targeting, you can start creating tailored content. Well, if you have CEOs of accountants in UK, you can create a tailored blogs or social media post because you know who you're talking to. And for sales, it really helps a lot when you have a database for building the relationship. Of course, there are companies that are doing the building 1 million database list and then spam everybody as much as they can. Don't be that guy. You actually need a small database, but quality. And maybe that's another big thing that I wanted to mention at this stage, is that when we are building a B2B database, the focus should always and always be on quality over quantity. I mean, when we're talking about quality, you want to have the right leads. The whole effort of the whole campaign, from the copywriting, from the outreach, will be for nothing if you're actually reaching either the wrong people or the wrong companies. So before you make any additional effort, think about the database building as a backbone of the outreach process. Enough about talking about the database. So I wanted to actually share with you the framework that we're gonna go over the several courses. So whenever we're talking about database building, you know that I'm the drawing guy. We have several stages that we want to go. First and always is the preparation. When we're talking about the preparation, as with any campaign, you need to prepare. Whether it's install some Chrome extensions, whether add some tools, start considering what kind of data do you want to have in your database. Are you going to collect absolutely everything about every company and every person, or you're going to narrow it down a bit to the most relevant things for you? And then setting up the spreadsheet, setting up the template. So preparation, as with any campaign, you need to prepare before you start doing the outreach. Once you're prepared, you start with prospecting companies. When we're talking about prospecting companies, is that you need to start looking for existing list of companies or existing databases of companies. And by that, I'm saying you should go on LinkedIn, try to see what kind of companies are there or different sources that you can use. But at the end of the day, it's once you find companies, you need to qualify them to check them if they're relevant to you, or you need to disqualify if they're not relevant. Once you actually have the prospecting companies, the second step is actually prospecting positions. By prospecting positions, you have a company. You know that it's relevant for your business. But what's next? Are you going to target absolutely everybody from that campaign, or you're going to start looking for that particular people in the company or that specific positions? And then you're going to start qualifying. Are they relevant to you? Are they recently joined the company? Are they long enough in the company? So you should use some qualification criterias. And also, if they are, what additional information do you need from them? And the last part is actually, once you have the people, is finding contact information. Now, you know you have the right company, you've checked it, you know you have the right people, you've checked it, but now you actually need the contact information. It is a process on its own on how to find your email address. What tricks do we use? What kind of tools you can use in order to find the right contact information? Some clients even asked us to find their phone numbers of the people. Don't get me wrong, finding the business number is quite easy, but when it comes to their personal mobile phone, that is something that, yeah, if they have it on the web, we can find it, but it's more of a rare case than a commonality. And once we have actually these steps sorted out, then you can start looking at the bigger database picture. And by the bigger database picture, I'm saying that, okay, now you know the framework, you know how to prepare, you know the companies, you know the positions and the contact information, then you can start thinking about lead automation. Because by lead automation, you're actually considering what kind of tools and scraping and additional tools that are out there. I mean, 21st century, there are so many tools out there that could help your process. But until you actually go over the process once manually, you won't be able to use the tools. And the last part that I wanted to put it out there is that when you're doing the lead automation, you should also always have in mind the quality control. And when we're talking about quality control, there is a lot of typos. It's a database building process. There are a lot of human errors that can be prevented by either creating some templates and stuff. There are some online tools that do email verification that they can check the validity of the email, whether it's accurate or not. But beyond that, there is also a lot of laws that you should have in mind, whether it's the GDPR, whether it's there are Australian laws, there are US laws. So when we're looking about QA or quality control, our focus is first to ensure that there is a good deliverability, because nobody wants a lead that when you send an email, the email just bounces. And second is ensuring we're complying with all the laws. This is actually the framework that we're going to go over, from how to prepare, to find the companies, to find the positions, to find the contact information, and then looking at the lead automation and the quality control. Stay tuned. Over the course of the next several videos, we're going to go over each of the steps separately. Thank you very much for listening, and see you in the next video.